The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100th episode!
Bow, 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 bow.
We did it.
Man, you have your 100th episode favorite podcasters. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful night for a 100th podcast.
Whoa!
Wow, can you believe it? Everyone take a shot every time we say 100.
How about I eat some eclair cake instead?
Oh, a shot of eclair cake. Tasty. Mm,
yum, yum, yum.
Good job, Tanya. Shout out.
Shout out. Fuck. 100. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it, truthfully. So much has changed.
Man, 100 episodes ago, I did not know Katherine Heigl was in the show. 100 episodes ago, I did not like Grey's. I almost said Grey's Academy. I loved Grey's Academy. But I didn't like Grey's Anatomy. 100 episodes ago, we didn't even know Denny Duquette. 100 episodes ago, we didn't even know Addison. Foreshadowing.
Ooh, what could it mean?
Private practice.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, gosh. But today is a very special day. So, Kelsey, congratulations.
Thanks. Congratulations to you, too.
Oh, thanks.
Look at us.
So sweet.
Who would have thought? I watched that episode of Hot Ones last night just for fun. I put it on.
Which episode?
Where Paul Rudd is like, look at us now.
Oh, look at us now.
Who would have thought?
America's sweetheart.
He's a gem. A gem of a gentleman.
It's interesting because, you know, when I look back and I think... Obviously, we had done Dude Thoughts together, right? Mm-hmm. And that, did we do 200 episodes or 300 episodes of Dude Thoughts?
There were a lot of those things.
It was a fuck. We were doing, well,
two
when Gabe and I started out, we were doing, two a week. Well, that was easy during quarantine when we were just like,
you
we have nothing
together.
To do. we're gonna do shots, swim in the pool, and do a podcast. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And now look at us with... three combined children between the four of us and two houses, two states.
Then it's going to be one tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm going to see that little smush so soon.
I know. He's a chonk.
I love it.
We went to the doctor last week, and he is 23 and a half pounds.
Me too.
How much does Marlo weigh?
No fucking idea.
Probably not that far off. Yeah, like
probably
seriously.
The same.
He's fucking... The woman at the doctor was like, I thought he was 15 months old. Like, I thought this was his 15-month appointment. I was like, he hasn't even had his one-year appointment. I'm here because he poops too much. Like...
Eat too much?
Good. Yes, remember I told you he pooped like 25
That's right.
times?
That's
and
right,
then he
that.
Kept doing it. So I had to take a stool sample to the doctor for them, which means I had to scoop poop out of a diaper and put it in a little tube. Well, three little tubes.
Yeah, and but you didn't eat it, like David Rosen had to give it to his wife.
No, I didn't eat it.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't eat it. It was fed in a tube through her nose.
To her stomach, correct?
Yes, but she didn't eat it.
But if it goes to your stomach, you're eating
it. She consumed it, but she didn't eat it.
Okay. Hey, that one goes to you.
Yeah,
that's the technicality.
I was going to loophole it. Anyways,
love it.
Wow.
We love a good loophole.
So for today, we have a special little bonus epi to celebrate 100 episodes. We put up a couple question boxes from Instagram, got some messages, got some emails from questions. So I have all the listies right here of all the questions.
I'm excited. And I don't know any of these questions except for the one that I posted.
No, you did post that. I will start with the silly questions and then we will get to the Grey's questions. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first silly question, I feel like we've had this argument before. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, fuck you. whoever wrote this, fuck you. Wait, it says who wrote this, right?
Well, I didn't write that part down because there's a lot of... I didn't write it all down when I transferred it over.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? No, a hot dog is its own category of food.
Thank you. Did we have... I had this argument with someone who thought it was a sandwich, and I was annoyed. I was probably Michael. I don't know.
The hard part is you have to then define what a sandwich is, mm-hmm. right? Because if it's a group of meats and cheeses or vegetables that it's stuck between two pieces of bread, okay, then you can make anything a sandwich if you just put it between two pieces of bread. But what makes a sandwich is then the next philosophical question. But a hot dog,
no. It's the answer. What makes a sandwich a sandwich is that it's a fucking sandwich.
You'll just know. You go to Jimmy John's and order a sandwich. That's how you know.
If you said, can I have a sandwich, and someone brought you a hamburger, you would be like, why is this in front of me? If you said, can I have a sandwich, and someone brought you a hot dog, you'd be like, this is not what I asked for.
Right. The only acceptable non-sandwich sandwich is an ice cream sandwich, and I will accept all versions of that.
I will take that as a sandwich, honestly, because it has sandwich in the title.
Exactly.
If it says not sub or sandwich or panini, a panini's a sandwich.
Panini's a sandwich.
There are many types of sandwiches. Hot dog is not one of them.
If somewhere in the world you order a hamburger sandwich and that's fully what it's called on the menu, then sure. And where you're from, a hamburger is a sandwich. But where we come from, no. Hamburger is not a sandwich. Hamburger is a hamburger.
Everyone was saying like, oh, is a Pop-Tart a ravioli? And I'm like, if your definition of ravioli is just
as an Italian, I'm dying right now.
I had this argument with a CP. This was when I still worked at Disney. She was like, is a Pop-Tart a ravioli? And I was like, if your definition of ravioli
would be my question
in the middle, enclosed around all edges, then a coffin with a dead person in it would be a ravioli. So fuck off.
Is a gusher a ravioli? No. Remember they used to have those the gum that had like the juicy mint blast inside of them?
Oh,
is
that
a ravioli? Like, I don't, where do we draw the line?
Like, everyone just let things be things and just shut the fuck up. Leave us alone.
Oh, good. I'm glad divisive, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Second silly question. Do you keep your butter on the counter or in the refrigerator?
Refrigerator.
I keep it in the refrigerator because I don't have a butter dish. I just like keep it wrapped up in the wrapping and like unwrap it when I need it. But like growing up, we had a butter dish that was just on the counter.
And like bugs didn't get into it and it didn't go bad.
It had a lid.
Then it would get like warm.
Yeah, it was like room tempy.
Oh, just all the time, like for months until you ran out of butter.
Not months. I mean, okay, we live in Tennessee. It doesn't take that long to go through a stick of butter here.
That's a good point.
Months, ass. I buy my butter at Costco, sir.
I buy my garlic at Costco. Oh, gosh. Okay, that's interesting. Here's the thing. I've never heard of that, though. Like, this is my first... I was today years old when I knew you could just have a butter dish.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I think it's fine. If it's different, if it's just, like, on a plate exposed. We had it with, like, a little lid. But I definitely think that that's, like, pretty common because then people... It's easy to spread. You know that some people keep eggs on the counter because if you have, like, actual fresh eggs...
Oh, yes, yes.
Then, like, they're not... We didn't ruin them.
Yeah, Cindy having the farm, she just has eggs on the counter at all time. But I thought like the ones that had been processed and bleached, like you have to keep those in the refrigerator.
You have to keep in the fridge because we're stupid and we make our own lives way more difficult.
Well, capitalism.
Capitalist hellscape, am I right? All right, well, yes, you can buy a butter dish and keep it on the counter. Hmm. So that's like, some people want their butter to be cold. Now, an argument that Carmen and I have often is the syrup argument. And syrup goes in the pantry unless it specifies on the bottle that it needs to be refrigerated.
So on the real stuff, the real stuff that I own, because I've made a transition, I think actually in part because of you.
Me bringing up this argument so often.
But I still put even the real maple syrup in the refrigerator because I like cold syrup.
Well, you're
I
supposed like the, to put the real one in the refrigerator. You that's the one.
Oh, even real, even the fake one though. Even yeah, the fake one was living in the refrigerator.
I don't want.
But
cold
I prefer
syrup.
Cold syrup. It's just
that's
a nice.
To me.
Still, I also want to share a memory here. One of my core memories as a human is I was living in Orlando, probably not there more than a year at this point, less than a year.
In the apartment?
And when we were in the apartment, and I one day, like super late at night, I was like, hey, Kelsey, I just, Jessica wasn't off work. Michael
no,
was sleeping.
The day before I had sent a Snapchat and I was like, damn, I could crush some waffles right now.
That's what
and
it was.
And you opened it like 24 hours later because you're so bad at Snapchat.
I have not gone on Snapchat in a year.
I know. And so I was getting off of work at like 2 a.m. And you were like, do you want to go to IHOP? I was like, yes, I do.
And that, to this day, is one of my favorite single friendship memories. Out of anyone, out of any friend relationship that I have, that's like just a core memory for me.
I feel blessed. I remember us being there and like looking, because it was like near Christmas time, because they had all those like Grinch themed omelets on them.
Yes.
And we were like, why?
This and they had like disgusting. A seasonal syrup, like a blue or green syrup
it
or something like
green
that.
Green because of the Grinch.
Yeah. It's gross. Yeah, I love that. Oh, core memory. Look at that.
Okay. What is your favorite fruit?
Mango.
Really?
Yeah. Mango or... Okay, here's the thing. Hold on. I think I need to separate these into two categories. Because I eat a banana almost every day. For accessibility purposes.
Yes.
I couldn't just peel open a mango and just... Like, you know, I mean, I could, but yeah, mango, any tropical, like a mango, pineapple, papaya, big fans. Although I could slam an entire package of blueberry. This is a tough question. Fuck. Mango. Final answer. Because anytime I go get a smoothie, if you got mango, I'm doing it. Mm. What about you?
This is hard because... I have bananas here a lot, but it's because I love making banana bread. So I have bananas here. I eat bananas.
Are you making banana bread this weekend?
I made it last night.
And you're making
it's
some
on my
again
counter.
This weekend? It's not going to last until Thursday.
It might. We'll see. And I don't have any more bananas, so it's going to have to. But I make bananas in a sandwich a lot, like a peanut butter banana honey sandwich a lot of times, but I don't want a banana alone very often. I love strawberries, you know, not to be a basic bitch, but I get frustrated buying them because I feel like I'm throwing away half the pack. Because when we lived in Orlando, we would go to the you pick your own place, and I was like, it's more expensive, but I knew that every strawberry I was taking home was a good strawberry because I picked them all with my two little baby hands.
You have that relational bond with your strawberries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You ever gone apple picking?
We don't really have that many orchards here.
You know what we should do? A family vacation up to like Michigan one summer and go apple orchard picking. Or apple
like
picking at an
fall,
apple orchard.
But yes.
Birthdays, right? For next Mugnolo household birthday.
And then, I love a raspberry though. I feel like I will.
Yeah.
They're
underrated fruit.
But I will buy some fucking raspberries.
You do the blackberries too?
Blackberries are fine. Blackberries go better in a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
I make a blackberry cobbler really good. Make a peach cobbler.
Make a good peach cobbler. I need my peaches peeled. I don't do the fuzz. The velvet. Like, oh, give me a fucking nectarine all day long. Nectarine is just a shaven peach, a bald ass peach.
Brazilian wax peach.
Oh gosh.
Okay, and our final silly question. Why is Carmen like this?
Who you wrote this question?
I did not, but I basically did because my sister did.
Wow.
But I didn't tell her to do it.
But, like, when you say this, what do you mean by this?
Well, she wrote it, so I think you know what she means.
I don't know. All I know is that your sister deeply, deeply loves me and she invited does. Me to her wedding.
She does. She didn't do that, but she does deeply love you.
I'm going to go on record here. Emily, does she listen? She listens to the show?
She listened to the one with Miles.
Oh.
She might listen to this because I'm going to tell her that we talked about her.
So, Emily, leave us a 5-star review, okay? Please. Emily, I'm going to say this. You are like the little sister or little cousin that acts like they hate me, but you really love me. So if anyone ever hurt you, I'd punch them. And also, I love that you love my animals and my baby. More than me.
Well, yeah.
Which is fair, I guess. That's fine.
She had texted me like the first time this box was up and she goes, "You can see who were asked those questions on Instagram, right?" And I was like, "Yes." And then I immediately opened it and saw that and I was like, "Nice."
Emily, I do love you very much.
I love the video of when you guys both worked at Universal for like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And you ran into her when you were on your way into work and she took a video and she's like zooming in and you're like, "Why is it zooming in?"
Listen, that was actually one of my favorite parts of the job is like, do I see Emily today? I don't know. Am I on time today? Definitely not.
She has a fancy job now. She's crushing it. All that HHN shenanigans. All right.
All right.
Let's ask some real questions.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed at how much of this eclair cake I'm going to eat. It's going to be the whole container.
I was about to say, it's going to be the whole thing. So I don't know why else you would have brought the whole thing downstairs with you.
For ease.
Okay. Why has Shonda done this to us? And the answer is, it is a gift for us because we are entertained. And it is a gift for her because she is fucking rolling in the dough.
Oh, absolutely. She should be. Yeah. So. Also, why does Shonda do this to us? Because she can. Yes. Please, Shonda. She slaps us in the face with fucking Denny Duquette's ghost, and we just roll over and say, "Please, ma'am, mommy, can I have some more?" Like,
although I have to go, we need to backtrack because last week you said Bridgerton was not good. And I think what maybe you meant to say was that Bridgerton isn't for you. But that does not necessarily mean it's not good.
You're right. I think that there are elements of the show that I'm sitting there going, oh, like for sure, Shonda. Like, I don't remember what had happened the other day when we were watching the show and I was like, when one of the episodes and they do the duel. And she goes, "Then I will marry the Duke." And I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't see that coming. It was that. She's like, dang, crazy. "I saw you in the garden taking a stroll, you dumb bitch." She knows. I must marry the Duke. I also hate that she left hours after they did. It was sunrise and mid-afternoon when she rides on that horse and she shows up 10 seconds later. Anyways, drama. Time doesn't exist in Shonda land. Ugh, which is fine. But yeah, no, I'm excited. Okay, no, How to Get Away with Murder. Shonda, what the fuck were you doing to us?
Shonda, that was
you molested
twists.
Our brain. Yeah, that was, I mean, just every episode.
Like, Scandal had them, but it wasn't a banger, 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 banger. It was like Scandal would kind of be here, right? And then it would be like a huge spike for a couple episodes. And then like, not to say that here is like low. This is still like higher than everything else on television.
Yeah. For now.
But yeah, How to Get Away with Murder really was like every single episode was a cliffhanger. And it's just like incredible, but also exhausting. Because I was like, so tired, Shonda. I need to go to sleep, but I have to stay up talking to people and reading the internet, scouring the internet, trying to figure out what the hell's going to happen next.
I want to rewatch How to Get Away with Murder, but I feel like I need to give it a year. Like, I need to watch Scandal all the way through.
Mm-hmm, yes.
to watch the crossover, right? And then I need to let it just kind of sit because we watched it so fast. I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've rewatched How to Get Away with Murder. I think I watched it the initial time and then I've watched it at least twice through since then. And even like I remember the bulk of it, but there were definitely parts where I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot that happened. Yeah. So. And then I just pop on some Gilmore Girls and Paris is back in high school, you know, not being a lawyer or a murderer.
Yeah. And we all know the reboot was better. So
I will end your life.
Jessica was wearing a Luke Steiner t-shirt the other night. It was great.
Okay. This is another good question.
All right.
How much will I be judged when I admit that my cat's name is O'Malley?
Zero.
A little bit.
Here's the thing. I don't think animal names to me, there's really no judgment unless you name your animal the real human name. Like if you were to name it George, then there's judgment. Like I don't like animals with human names.
I love that. I think that's so funny. Like a dog named like Steve. Are you kidding me? That's hilarious. A person? Idiot. A dog? Incredible.
Eric. Eric, come here, Eric. Exactly. Stop shitting in the house, Eric.
Exactly. So, well, if we get a girl dog, her name's going to be Dolly after Dolly Parton.
Obviously, yeah.
If we got a boy dog, I don't know what we would name it. I mean, O'Malley. Bennett's middle name is George, but it is not after Grey's Anatomy. It is after Michael's grandfather, so.
Yeah, to me, whoever asked this, the animals get a fair pass. It's the first name would have been bad for me. My cat's name is Captain Phasma.
George O'Malley. So. But also there's O'Malley the Alley Cat from Aristocats. That's if you showed me a cat and you said this cat is named O'Malley, my head goes to Aristocats. Because that's a cat already.
Speaking of cats, I got into a very intense conversation yesterday at this lunch that blew up into. It was wonderful. It was great. It was so many friends together. But someone tried to tell me, man, I love that dog from Oliver and Company. And I was like, oh, what dog are you talking about? And they're like, Oliver, the dog. And I was like, fuck you. That was a cat. That, I promise you, that was a cat. And they're like, no, it was a dog. So we get into it, and we had to IMDb it. And Oliver was the fucking cat. Although Burt Reynolds was the dog. No, wait. Burt Reynolds was Charlie from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Wasn't, like, Bruce Springsteen the dog?
Billy Joel.
That's what I said.
Absolutely. Same person.
Aren't Uptown Girl. Interchangeable.
Oh, man. Anyways, O'Malley gets the pass. Don't worry.
The fancy dog from Oliver and Company. The fancy dog. You know what I mean?
It's been a long time. You know, Cheech plays, he's in the movie.
Tito.
Tito.
The Chihuahua.
Yeah. But it was, you we got into this. What?
Oh, Joey Lawrence was Oliver. This is a yeah, that's right. Cast.
One of the Lawrence brothers. Did you ever watch did you go find a trailer for Jump Ship or
no.
The horse what was it? Horse Matters? Horse Sense.
Horse Matters. Bette Midler, I think, was the dog that I like.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're about to go watch Brink, Smart House, and 13th Year all back to back after this.
Oliver and Company.
And then We're Back, another stacked movie.
Why should I wear it? Why should I care? Sound just like Billy Joel.
Honestly, I thought I was looking at Bruce Springsteen right in front of me.
Was it Billy Joel that died? Who died? No.
Neither.
Tom
Holland.
No. Don't.
Tom who?
Tom
Prince. Michael Jackson.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty died, yes.
See, these are all the same men, what I've just done.
Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Petty.
Prince is not in this category. The three men that I said are the same.
Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, and Billy Joel are all the same person, but one of them died. Who is it?
Yes.
What was the name of the bus driver?
Someone understands exactly what I mean.
Oh, okay. Goodness gracious.
Oliver and Company came out before we were born. That's
1989.
88.
Or was that... 89 was All Dogs Go to Heaven.
89 was also The Little Mermaid, the OG one. I still haven't seen the new one, I mean.
I know. People have been raving about it. I gotta go see it.
My mom saw it. She said she really liked it.
I want to go watch We're Back as well, where John Goodman is just a fucking T-Rex.
If I don't see this fucking Barbie movie right now, my head might explode.
Should we go see it this weekend? I don't understand.
I was trying to truly figure out the scheduling situation because I was watching. You know I don't watch trailers, and I still have not watched a trailer, but I have watched like every piece of press surrounding this film. I do not know the last time I was this excited for a movie. Like, probably not since, like, Endgame. This is my Endgame. Barbie is now my Endgame.
Endgame Part 2. We just got to fly to Rome to go see the premiere.
Literally was watching an interview with Ryan Gosling, and I was like, this man's commitment to being Ken is, like, fueling my very existence at this moment in time. Like,
I'll go watch it.
To see this movie.
Here's the thing, even if, because Michael and I got to go on a mandate to go see the Avatar 2 together, so I don't know if Jessica's super obsessed with it, but if you two decide to go on a lady date, you can. But I would also like to see this movie.
And Michael does also want to see it.
So let's just leave the babies home with Scarlett as the babysitter. She's old enough.
She's incredible.
We'll pay her in Dogecoin.
Okay, next question.
To the moon.
Which character do you relate to the most on the show?
Mark Sloan.
You sexually harass people at work?
No, they sexually harass me because they desire me so much. honestly, I'd probably have to say I land somewhere in between a Derek and a George, depending on the day. Maybe sometimes Izzy. I relate the least with Christina, and I relate the least with Meredith.
Mm-hmm. I feel like personality-wise, well, see, because I was thinking about this question, and I was like, I have similar mannerisms to Christina, but personality-wise on a whole, I don't feel like we're the same, because of, like, the hyper-focus on work, which, like... Never had that. Do not give a shit. And I'm definitely not type A, but I'm really like sarcastic and more closed off with like personal stuff. So I feel like in that aspect, I relate to her, but not in like,
you're kind of like a Bailey though.
I was going to say Bailey also because when I was working, even though I hated my job, I did constantly like want new challenges and, I like to keep my people in line and she's good at that. So I'm glad you said that because I was like, I felt it was going to be bold if I said that. And I was like, is that too bold? Cause like we love Bailey. Like
we do love Bailey. You know, it's a bummer that she's not on the show anymore because actually I relate to Addison in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah. I could see
because
that.
I don't want to go too far into it because our next episode is Private Practice. but like the end scene of that episode where she's like, I had nothing to put my foot down. I fucked it up. And then she goes, I'm so sorry. This is my bad. And then she stands up and goes, wait, no, fuck you. I'm great. And then walks out. Like, I feel like that's me sometimes.
Yeah.
I think if we're going on current characters, I don't know. It's just, but we also, you and I have such dynamic personalities too. It's hard to peg one.
It's true. We're very different, like in this scenario versus like a work setting versus like our relationships. Yeah. Also, like most of the people on the show, I'm not
a Meredith or Derek in a relationship.
Are so bad at relationships.
Yeah.
Most of the people in the show are not good at being in relationships. So it's not like I'm going to be like, ugh, I'm such a Addison in a relationship because that would mean that I have affairs with Michael's best friend, which is you. So that's gross. So I'm not doing that.
Okay. Yes, it's gross, but like you didn't need to say it's
gross.
No.
You're not gross, but that is gross.
Okay.
The sentiment is gross.
You know, you actually give me a lot of Cali vibes sometimes too.
Oh, because
in the beginning, she was like very
judgy.
She had a lot of the RBF and the judgy and yeah. like the, you didn't know what she was thinking, you know? Mm-hmm. And you do have a little bit of the RBF if you don't like the person. So, well, or if you don't know the person.
Just in general, that's kind of what my face does.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Which is
anymore.
All, which are all good things. Which are all good
things. I never
things.
Really cared in the first place, but a lot of people told me about it a little too much.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so your answer. Yeah, I good feel question. Like Addison's a good answer. I think Derek, maybe in the workplace, because he is like, you know, sometimes he sucks, but for the most part, as a teacher and a doctor, I've always felt that he was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel that way.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good question. Good question. Whoever sent that in. That's a good one.
Carmen, who do you think is still in season 19?
Meredith Grey. But not for long. I want to say Alex or George. I don't know if both of them are there. I'm trying to think of people who I've genuinely never seen them in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Ellen Pompeo is the queen of Grey's. So I right. would imagine she's probably just retiring after this. Maybe doing voiceover work. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's like the cast of Friends. When you hit such a high level of success for so long, granted, that was what, 10 years? 9 years? 10 years?
Nine. I mean, 10. Nine. Sorry. 10 seasons.
Okay. You know, not everyone's Jennifer Aniston and goes right. on to be a gigantic mega queen success. So my guess is it's one of George or Alex, and Bailey Weber, one of those four. Yeah, those four.
So obviously we see Katherine Heigl in other things.
Yeah. And I know she doesn't stay on the show.
Yes.
Patrick Dempsey's in other things. Addison's in other things. I can't think of anyone else that I've seen done other projects. But those are my guesses.
Okay. Okay.
Tell me if I'm right.
I will.
No spoilies, but tell me if I'm right.
When we get to season 19, I'll say, remember 700 episodes ago?
You were wrong.
Carmen, oh, I feel like I know the answer to this. Which correct prediction are you the most proud of?
Izzy and George having sex because of their uncontrollable chemistry. There's like two predictions that I feel really good about that one. And then I don't remember why I felt this way, but I remember when I like correctly called that there was going to be a stairway. You can't call me a whore scene coming up. And then it was like, I called one of the stairwell scenes. Maybe it was the first one. Maybe it was it wasn't Pick Me, Choose Me, Love Me.
No, I think it was the whore one.
I think it was that. Yeah.
You were like, oh, they're going to have like a fight and she's going to tell him what's up.
Yeah, something like that.
And then she did.
It was like the next episode.
When you predicted, one of the questions is my favorite prediction of yours that was correct. And this one, it was kind of correct. When at the end of season four, when Derek leaves and you were like, what if he got in a car crash and died? And then at the beginning of season five, they have the dream sequence and you like thought that you truly, first of all, like the fact that you predicted that was very like on brand for Shonda, but like also like the fact that you thought he had died for a minute.
We got twilighted.
So you were like, oh my God, I was right. Also, holy shit, Derek's dead.
And then I went to immediate going, oh, okay. Wait.
It's a dream.
It's a dream.
Also, when you murdered Dylan, the bomb guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's classic. The thing still to this day, the music didn't stop up until the explosion. And like, she just goes around the corner and she's like, everything is all right. Dead. Like, poor
that
guys.
That is exactly how it went.
Poor bastards.
Okay, what has been your favorite episode to record? Which is a hard question. I'll go first and let you think about it. I liked doing the bomb episodes. I liked doing the pilot. I just like it. Like, it was just the beginning of all of this. So, you know, good times. I think nothing particularly special or groundbreaking about the season four finale, but those two episodes, I just feel like we had a lot of fun doing those for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Nothing particularly like about the episodes. We were probably just being goobers when we were doing those.
I think it's easy to say because it's so recent, but the one the other night when we were drinking, that was a fun one. Mostly because I was fairly intoxicated drinking an entire bottle of wine in an hour, yeah. Less than an hour.
There's also a question that says, what is your favorite episode that we've watched so far? Oh. So that could probably be tied into this.
So the hard part with that is there's so much of this show that I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, I really just don't. I need to already start a rewatch of this show. Like, that's how bad it is. I don't even remember what happened in the pilot. I think one of
the rhythmic gymnast girl who like danced around with the ribbon and she fell and hit her head and she had an aneurysm.
Don't even remember that. I need to just go listen to this episode. Boost our numbers. I remember the feeling of Into You Like a Train. I remember the feeling of Dylan exploding. And I remember Dylan exploding. I remember the feeling of Izzy cutting the LVAD wire. I remember the feeling of Denny dying. I remember the feeling of the ferry crashing and Meredith dying. I also remember the feeling of watching the episode where Christine was getting cut out of the dress. When Burke and
I remember the feeling
of
watching that for the first time.
Yeah. But like, I don't remember a lot of the content. I remember Big Jim forgiving Harold and Kumar.
That's probably one of my top 10 overall, like 400 of all 400 episodes. The Big Jim one is probably like top 10.
Yeah. I remember the feeling of the guy taking the donation from his daughter after she had a brick fall on her windshield. There's just a lot of things I remember the feelings of, but I can't remember what episodes are my favorite. I like is anything that I had a 5-star out of is something that I would probably watch again and go, oh yeah, fuck, that was good.
We had that 5-star one recently. The one that happened overnight.
Yeah. Oh, Midnight Hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That right now is like the one that kind of sticks in my head is one that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah. Which is so funny because like, if you asked me overall, like favorite episodes, that probably would not have been anywhere on my radar, but like watching it again, like with this mindset, I was like, this is just good ass TV.
So funny. It's just funny stuff.
Also, I have to give a shout out to one of my favorite episodes to record was when I got to talk to Miles.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that. I met him, but I didn't get to talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that answer any of the questions? I think so.
For favorite episode, it said that I should just say the season and episode number. I like a lot of season 7. Specifically episode number 11 of season 7, but also like basically all season 7 is one of my favorite. 6 and 7 are really great.
When do we get the musical?
But 5 is also great. I don't fucking know.
Is it season 7, episode 11?
No. But that does bring us to the question, where did it go? Has Carmen made it this far without any major spoilers? I think the musical episode is really the only like spoiler. And they like, you know that Katherine Heigl isn't on the show anymore. And you know that Ellen Pompeo is like left the show.
Yeah.
This most recent season. So, but yeah, we're very lucky.
Yeah. There was something where I was watching the TV. I was at my stepmom's house and I saw Grey's Anatomy come on, but I didn't know if it was new or not, but Weber was on the screen. So, and there was another doctor who I didn't recognize. So it looked like it may have been the blonde girl from House who came on later on in the show and no one liked her. She was hyper competitive.
She was on an episode of Friends. That's who
was she really?
Yeah, in season 10 when Paul Rudd and Phoebe get back together and they like fly back from Barbados and he's like, "Oh, I like have been dating this girl. I have to go break up with her." And her name was Precious.
I don't remember that girl.
Watched Friends a lot.
Yeah, that's, we got to do a rewatch of that because there's also so much. I've seen Friends twice.
Oh my God, I've seen it 286 times. Like, if you put on any episode, I could probably recite it word for word. Like, I have a problem.
No, I love that. That's how it is with Psych. Jessica can just tell me the plot from the Netflix or the Peacock synopsis, and I can tell you the title. We were like, all right, how about this one? It's so-and-so coaches a baseball team. And I go, oh, yeah, Dead Man's Curveball. Go ahead and throw that on. And then she was like, well, no. Okay, what about this one? There's roller skating thieves. And I'm like, oh, yeah, talk derby to me. Let's do this. And she's like, what is wrong with you? How do you know? I'm like, I just know.
It's a problem. But I also have it. So.
Yeah, but the musical one is a bummer because I did not see that coming. I had no idea.
I mean, it's a bummer because, I mean, even in the episode, you don't see it coming. It's just happening to you. I'm going to have to do some research because I don't remember if they like advertised it ahead of time that it was going to be a musical or if they just like did it to us for no fucking reason.
I wish we would have got a musical episode of Ted Lasso.
I'm glad we didn't because there were just enough musical like tidbits throughout the series that to me that was like good enough. Like every time Rebecca sang, like when she sang Let It Go, I was like, holy fucking shit.
That's so good. Very impressive.
Such a good singer. And then like when they sing the Christmas music. So good.
Oh yeah. So good. And then freaking, is it Leslie where he's just on the bass and he just like, I play bass. Like, and, the, like and then they're at the jazz bar and he just is like, oh, so good.
Okay. What medical monstrosities do you hope to see in the future? Gosh. So you think on that, we'll revisit some of the medical monstrosities into like a train, two people on a pole.
Yep.
End of the world, bomb in a body. What are some other horrendous ones? Oh, season 4 finale when we had the kid in cement.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the kid in cement. Is that crazy?
You know, everybody's favorite, intestines in the hands.
Yeah, love that. A bear got me, my intestines.
What were some other? When the ambulance crashed upside down. The ferry boat obviously was like a fucking disaster. Like what happened to Ava Rebecca? She was obviously like, that was a very traumatic medical situation for her. So what are some that you predict or want to see? Remember when that guy shot himself because he wanted a cool scar? He does not remember at all. It was like season 1 or 2.
No.
He had like made an appointment because he knew he was going to shoot himself in the arm. He ended up dying. It was like Burke and Alex.
I don't remember.
Digby.
Wow.
I think his name was Digby.
There's just so much. There's so much to the show. I also just totally remembered that. I don't know why that gave me a weird inside flashback, but Dr. Facilier being an old friend of
Burke's. Oh, yeah, and hitting
Burke's.
On George.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Burke or Weber that he was an
Weber.
Old friend of? Weber.
Weber. I think Man. You're thinking of the violin player who came and wanted Burke to do his surgery. Who was not, that's who Burke, that was like, not saying that.
Oh.
Like, that was like a similar relationship where it was like Got a mentor it. Situation.
Got it. Yeah, I can't think of anything. I want to see some sort of hospital pathogen mm-hmm. that infects everything. I know we got that one where the girl was like, I just remember this, like, as I was saying, I know we got the girl who, like, she had the toxic blood.
Oh, I was thinking of the plague.
I was thinking of the toxic blood girl.
The plague where they had to quarantine. It was like the episode after Denny died, and they quarantined Derek and George in the locker room, and George was like freaking out, and Derek was just eating everybody's food.
Oh yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah. So I want to see a more intense version of that. I also, here's the thing. I want, if they're going to kill off a character, a main character, I want to see something wild. Oh yeah, remember when Burke got shot?
Oh yeah.
I forgot. Burke got shot. So we saw a gunshot wound. I want to see an airplane crash. I want to see a couple of airplane crash. I want to see an airplane crash into itself.
A couple of airplane crashes. Like they crash into each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how like people always survive when two airplanes crash into each other?
They'll need to crash on the runway, like before takeoff.
Just a fender bender, but it's airplanes.
I don't want to see ever again? I don't ever want to see a human doctor treating a fucking deer in the back of someone's truck. I never want to see that again.
Sometimes I get on Twitter and people are like, why does Izzy get so much hate? And I'm like, y'all are not watching the same show as I am. Because yeah. I think it's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah. I want to see some wild ass dismemberments. Like I'm talking legs, decapitations.
Oh,
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want.
If they come in decapitated,
I want to see them
that's
attach.
The end of the case. There's not much to be done. They're decapitated.
How surprising would it be if they fix it? I don't know. I can't think of anything. Someone maybe gets ripped in half by a pole, or like not a pole, like a chain, like a chainsaw. Like someone's a chainsaw juggler, and they go to lay down while they're juggling, and it cuts them in half.
Okay.
Maybe an old school, you know, that gag where you'd have the bent arrow and it goes on your head. I want to see a real one of those, an arrow through the brain.
Arrow in the brain. Well, we had the nail gun in the brain.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Man. Oh, gosh.
We are only on season 5. We are only a quarter of the way through this show.
I can't do this anymore. I need to stop what we're doing. We got to stop watching new episodes. I need to go back and rewatch the old ones.
Yes, that leads us to another question. How does Carmen not binge the entire series? This person says, when I started, I was watching 6 to 7 episodes a day, which like,
respect.
I understand. I was watching one a day because I was watching it live on television, but I understand where you're coming from.
I think for me, Eclair podcast burp, it's actually fairly easy to not binge it because I'm getting the full experience. I'm literally living in a time capsule right now.
Yeah.
It's a cool feeling. It's very scary because at any moment
to go out into the world at all.
Yeah. I feel like I need to be Jake Gyllenhaal in a bubble with my eyes and ears. Anytime a TV's on. Oh, no, it can be Grace. No.
It's like the episode of How I Met Your Mother where they're trying not to see who won the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly. So that's, I think that's, that actually brings me a lot of joy. It brings me a lot of joy to be able to go through this so authentically, but also it's really, really fun to do these episodes one at a time. So I don't want that, because if I were to watch two episodes back to back and I'm only recording one of them, my thoughts and like the way that we record the episode, it would be skewed because then I would be able to predict things in the future. So that's also very fun.
I feel like we only did that once, maybe with a two part episode. Maybe we watched it, but I don't know. Maybe the Addison one, like I think we watched maybe that.
No, there was one where I remember having to specifically, you gave me the questions before I was able to go on to the next episode, like to predict. And then I had to write my predictions down and I sent a screenshot to you, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, we definitely try. It's hard. It's what makes it hard scheduling wise, because otherwise, you know, we'd just be watching like four a day and taking notes and then like recording all a bunch at once. And there's been a couple days where we have like watched, recorded. And like, it's fun, but it also kind of sucks because it's like exhausting.
Right.
Because we're not just watching it. Like we stop a lot and take notes, like looking things up. And it's really good in theory. And then when we execute it, we're like, this sucks. But yeah. It is kind of crazy how much you don't know about this show.
Yeah, and considering I've watched roughly 100 episodes and I still don't know anything. It's fun though. And I don't think I can really thank all of you listeners enough, because no one's gone into my DMs, and I respond to every single message that people send me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times if you follow me, Kelsey, and the podcast, I'm like reaching out to introduce myself and say hello. And it's really me. It's not my assistant.
Yeah, it's not Marlo.
Yeah, my assistant Marlo. Or my assistant Scarlett, who again we're paying in Sheba. And it's anyone truly could be like, hey, I'm a big fan of the show, and then like that's all I see on the message, and then you could write something else and they go, oh, by the way, Weber kill Dumbledore, right? Like we don't know. And you could spoil it and no one has. So like I can't thank you guys enough, and I'm sure lucky. Kelsey, you feel the same way.
Yes, I am also nervous every time you're on the internet, but I am thankful that we have made it this far, and I hope it continues. So like we have group chats with our friends Ryan and Leah, because they're also big Grays and fans and big supporters of the show. Shout out.
We have to shout them out or they will literally murder us.
But there was one time when all and four of us were texting, and then one of them texted in the separate chat that was just me and the two of them with like something about like, oh, can't wait for X, Y, and Z. And it was like a huge spoiler. And my heart like fell out of my butthole because I thought it was the same chat with the four of us. And I was like, I'm going to murder everybody. But it was a separate chat.
Oh, goodness. Do we have any more specific questions? Because I actually have a question for you.
I think there was one more. When will we have more guests on the show? We want to do more guests. And we want to do guests in our normal format where like we have a guest watch an episode, take notes, and they like join in our format. We want to have our friend Megan on the show.
Shout out.
We've talked to her about it. We really just have to like get our shit together and actually schedule it. There's other content creators that I want to reach out to. We are hoping Miles is going to come back on potentially, hopefully season 5 finale. I would love to have him back on for that. He mentioned that specifically to me, so that could be a potential for sure, but that's a while off, obviously. But yeah, yes, Miles, we do want to have we do want to have more guests. We just gotta the logistics of it, like we're recording not together and in separate time zones, and when you add that in with other people and making sure that they have like all the podcast gear that they need and everything, so
yeah.
We do want to, though, and we are so glad that you guys enjoyed that. But we really want to have guests on in the normal format of the show. So that's something to look forward to in the future. And what was your question, Carmen?
My question is, what has been, to this point, your favorite moment that I got to react to? Like, in your, like, what is your favorite scene that we've seen here that you were like, oh man, I really am so stoked for Carmen to be able to be a part of this part of the Grey's Anatomy lore or something like that?
Has there really been a top five or top three moment? For you to see George and Izzy sleep together, because I felt like I was honestly doing a pretty good job acting like it absolutely would never happen.
And you did.
Also, the show was doing a pretty good job making you think it wasn't going to happen.
I was ready.
And then the whole, like, Burke and Christina, not like the wedding, but also then Burke just not being on the show anymore. Because you were like,
did not see that
just
coming.
Broken up. And I was like, no, he's gone forever. And then, what was another one that was like, when Mark and Lexi slept together, because the episode before you were like, Mark and Lexi are definitely not going to sleep together. Either when your predictions are right, but it's not like a mundane prediction, like when it's like a really intense, insane prediction and it's right, or when it's like, could not be more wrong. Those are the things. Like, oh, and then when Han left and you were like, oh, now they're just broken up. And I was like, no, she's just gone.
That's the relationships only survive if it's Meredith and Derek for some reason. Everyone else has to physically leave the show.
Yeah. And we have not discussed Private Practice yet, but I'm very excited for us to experience that together. I love Addison so much.
She's great.
So there's one more question that I missed that I want to make sure I get all of them. This person said, it's obvious that Christina is going to pick cardio as her specialty. What do you think the other four are going to pick? So what, Alex, Meredith, Izzy, and George, what specialties do you think they will choose?
Izzy is going to choose veterinarian. And I don't know what she's going to choose. George, hospice.
Not a specialty.
No, in all seriousness, I think George is going to end up going neuro. I think George and Derek are going to have a couple of moments, and I think George is going to go neuro. I think Alex is going to end up going to OBGYN.
Yeah, previously you had said gynecology, because that's what Addison had done.
Yeah, he's either going to go there or peds, I think. Christina is going to go into, we already said, the cardio. I'm not going to pick for Izzy because I know she leaves. I think she's going to stop being a doctor is what she's going to choose. She's going to choose to stop being a doctor.
She's going to pick the specialty of leaving.
Yeah. She's going to ask for her check back from the Denny Duquette Memorial Clinic. And Meredith, what was Ellis? Was Ellis cardio?
Ellis was general, which is what Bailey is. And Weber.
Meredith may go full circle in her mom's footsteps and go general surgery.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Okay. Like it. Do you have anything else you want to add for 100 episodes?
Fuck.
Big old yawn.
Big old yawn, because this shit was a wild ride. It was adrenaline for the first 100 episodes, and I'm excited for the next 100. And I think
the next 300,
and then the next three, and then the next 300, and then a whole. Then we do psych. That's the one where I get to be your Grey's Academy professor.
If Grey's ends, then maybe we'll do psych.
When Grey's ends, we will do psych. So you got to avoid spoilers.
At this point, it's
10
if.
Years.
Okay. At this point, it is if.
That's fair. That's all I got. What about you? Anything else you got for the show? 100 episodes. Crazy.
I just wanna say crazy. Yeah. So excited. What a random offhand comment that I made about a bomb being in a person. And then you were like, okay, then let's watch that show and do a podcast for it. And yes. Here we are 100 episodes later. So many things that I cannot wait to experience with you on this show. So many things.
Are we close to the episode that you only watched once?
No, that is actually quite far away.
Season 18?
No, not that far. but still pretty far because we're on 5. So that's 14 seasons of things we haven't covered yet.
Yeah,
there's just like, it's wild. And now we're going to get into cross worlds into private practice and so excited. And oh man, thanks for listening, guys. It's kind of crazy. We are so glad that people just keep finding us and keep like, I'm still like getting emails, and messages from people saying that they found us from Miles. Just so thankful that he sat down and promoted it and like got the word out and led so many of you to us because we just are happy that people enjoy this. And we're happy Absolutely. To be a part of your days and your nights and your commutes and your work days and your cleaning and whatever else you're listening.
When you have sex
to
us.
Enjoy this as much as we enjoy making it because it's a good time.
It is a good time.
100 episodes. Here we are. So keep telling your friends, keep telling your family. Keep leaving those reviews and ratings and please just share us anywhere you can. And let's just remember that if you see Carmen walking down the street,
no spoilies. Thank you all for a beautiful first 100 episodes. And we will see you all in the next one.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.